Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is ESPN 97.5. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, welcome into a Way Back Wednesday. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel, it's The Usual Suspects as we welcome you into what should be a fun 3-hour show. It always is. If you weren't in tune with us yesterday, don't know, Way Back Wednesday today, in honor of Cinco de Mayo, which we're not dumb, is not here yet, but it's on the horizon.
That's right, this week.
That's right. So the rule is pre-2000 Mexican-American or at least...
ties to Mexican heritage. They don't have to be full-on Mexican. If they're one parent was Mexican or something like that, that's fine. So it's not... It's not going to be a 3-hour show of nothing but Tejano music from Mexico.
Though it was contemplated. Yeah.
I mean, your list was pretty heavy. But I'm not knocking it. I added a little flavor on there, although I will admit for the first time I had to get the wife's help with my list.
My wife was in
not
online.
Well, just the last one. I put Vicente Fernandez on there, and there was a song that I really liked that her dad really liked. And I couldn't remember it, so.
Yeah. Lisa's like, you have to. She was so involved. First of all, she was picking apart the rules, and then she was very upset with. And yeah. She was like, "I don't know why you even have with these. What are you guys doing?" I'm like, "Lisa, it's called Way Back Wednesday." She's like, "Well, pre-2000, there's a lot of music that sucks." I go, "Believe me, it's a struggle for us every week. Just relax." But
why is she getting angry? She doesn't have to listen to the show or do it.
Oh my god, and she kept sending me songs, and there was one that I had to put on there for her, so it's fine.
Oh, you had to put on there for her?
Yeah.
Which one?
I'll show you in a second.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll look it up. But
did you hear it like before you put it on the list, or did it just
defaulted
to go on the list?
I really didn't care at that point. I just put it on.
You just wanted her to stop talking.
I just was like, there you go. It's on there, and we're done.
That's such a husband thing to do. Look, I'll just put it on. Will you shut up? If I put it on the list, will you shut up? Will you stop talking?
Suavecito by Malo.
No, yep. No idea.
She said everyone knows that song. Even Darby Douglas knew it. I'm like, all right, well, then I'll put
it on. Darby Douglas is super white, too.
Darby Douglas, I think, is he's like, Jimmy Johnson's illegitimate brother.
He's the whitest white guy.
Okay.
Yeah. He's, I bet if you cut him, he bleeds glue. That's how white he is.
Okay.
All right. Never mind. Right. It's going to be a fun day. We've got a lot of stuff to
Tons
get to.
Stuff
We've
to
got
to.
John Schiambe joining us at 3 p.m. Did we confirm that, by the way, Nick, with John? Is that confirmed?
I'm pretty sure it's confirmed, but yeah. I can circle back to him.
Okay, we need to get to that.
Yeah, you know, Barry, we know him as Boog. He's
Boog. Oh, Boogsy.
He's a damn good play-by-play guy.
I love Schiambe, man. Yeah. I think he's hilarious. He's good at what he does. I really enjoyed him with he used to do it with Kruk, right?
Yeah.
Back in that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's had some good partners, but he makes his analyst better.
He does, and he doesn't take himself too serious, and he's able to poke fun at himself. That's what makes him good. So we got that coming up at 3. We've got our Way Back Wednesday. We've got a lot of sports to talk about.
Hey, is there a random question? Is there a particular way you want to play your list before you yell at me? Because you
yes.
got it.
Yes. Am I going first?
I think we decided that in the meeting. Yeah.
Well, I have 8 songs. You can go first.
I don't have 8 songs.
Oh, you're not ready yet. Oh, so what you're saying is, Nicholas, you've had 24 hours.
There was very little clarity on this Way Back Wednesday.
I agree with that.
No. Okay, Mr. 1,000 emails over here.
With no responses, by the way.
I'm sorry, I have a life. No. I was up at 5:50 this morning because I had to go to Man Centers to get the balls checked again. Which, by the way, that's what I was going to say. No cancer, guys. So I'm happy about
that's
that.
That's good news.
Shout out to Man Centers, too. They do an outstanding job. And I'm not even paid spokesperson for them. I'm just telling you that if you're a dude and you need to go get checked up, you need to go there. They're great. Now, that
checked
said.
Checked up or checked out?
Both.
Okay.
Now, that said, Joel is sending 1,000 emails about rules. And every time that I try to set the boundaries and parameters of Way Back Wednesday, what does he say? Oh, well, of course, because you're the one in charge. Well, why are you checking with me for the rules then?
Not just you. I said it to both of you guys, and I said I'm looking for some clarity on the rules. Nick finally did respond to me.
All I asked was what order songs you wanted to play.
No, we're going to argue. Nick also agreed that there was a lack of clarity. You know we argue like a married couple. That's going to happen.
Okay.
But I'm like, I kept seeing them, and I'm like, dude, we covered it on the show. We said they had to have Mexican ties in some way, shape, or form.
Nick and I were discussing it, because we talk, we were talking about the fact that you guys had a beef yesterday about, what is it, Puerto Rican? And,
yeah,
and
that's
so,
not, no, a caller, a beef, it was no, a French a caller, Montana thing. A caller brought it up and said, why do you guys have to say it's Latino when it's really Cinco de Mayo is about Mexican independence, mm-hmm. not Puerto Rican and any other, like Honduras or none of that? So we said, yeah, that makes sense. So we'll just keep it to Mexican. It was very simple.
So I wanted clarity, which is nothing wrong with that. If I didn't get that clear enough, and I just asked for clarity so that I made sure that I
you
wasn't going to be on the clarity? DQ list.
You wanted clarity on the clarity?
What song am I playing first, Barry?
Thank you.
Or I'm going to go to, I'm going to play Joel's.
Just go to Joel's list. That's fine. You can go in that order. I don't care if you go in that order.
Okay,
I mean,
so
what
do you want to play first then?
Lighter Shade of Brown.
You know what I'm saying?
Just the way he said
it. Yeah. Just do that. A little secret, but people can't decode what you said.
Do that. Okay.
What?
Sunday afternoon. You better start finding the clean versions because some of those may not be clean.
Okay.
See, you screwed up, didn't you?
Well, I'm just
going to prepare for this.
So not we got really. A lot to
We're
get
gonna
to.
We're going to have fun today.
Yeah, we got Rockets tonight.
Joel's in a great
Astros,
mood.
Yankees again tonight. We've got, I mean, maybe pound for pound, one of the best punching relief pitchers in baseball.
Why were you in such a bad mood today? Because he walked in and, you know, he was giving me grief for not being here. I was here at like 12:05 today because I went to the Man Center. So I was here early. So I beat him here, which is rare. It never happens. And when he walked in, I was like, oh, and he goes, don't start with me. And I was like, oh, well, someone's in a great mood. He goes, yeah.
And well,
he
I went
threw all of his stuff down and just sat there. I was like, wow. Is it? I don't think he got his period till the end of the month. It's the beginning now? Are yours three times a month? Are you in a different cycle?
No. I went to get a haircut as soon as I dropped Taylor off from work. And she said, come back.
Why do you have a hat on?
Because I always wear a hat.
Oh, did it not go well?
I'm gonna end up being Yuli Gurriel the pineapple.
Can we see it?
I don't care.
You didn't get it cut, or you did get it cut?
Can I finish?
Yeah.
So she said, "Can you come back?" So I came back the first time, and they still had people. So I was like, "Well, gee, I got So I went and walked the dogs, did everything else, came back, and was supposed to get in at 11, and got in like at 11:30, and I'm like, oof. "I'm gonna be late. Yeah. I don't like that." So I was running behind, so I was not pleased.
So that's why you were angry when I brought it up.
Yep.
Okay. Is Garrett a call for our show, Nick, or is that a holdover from the last show?
That's for our show. It's only been on hold for 6 minutes.
Let Garrett know. Garrett, we'll get to you in the second segment. We'll get through all this shenanigans. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to see the hair.
It's fine.
Did you, you said that, okay.
It's just top loaded.
So now, do you ever put like products in your hair?
Yeah. Matter of fact.
You gel it up?
Not a lot. I mean, there's different products that I used to use a lot when I had to do this every day for work. But, I mean, it's just that little, the Paul Mitchell stuff. It's like styling. You just take like a fingertip full and just.
Right.
Yeah, that's
okay.
About it.
All right. Nick, do you put anything in your hair?
Shaving cream.
This is where you would take your hat off and go to the producer's camera and
show
everyone.
Oh, yeah. Is that not working again?
Oh, no. It's working.
But is he not using it?
His sorry ass won't use it. That's why.
It's just weird. I got to turn my mic on, then I got to cut to myself. It's just weird.
Why is that weird? Cut to yourself right now. I'm on the stream.
I did for a second.
I want to see your sexy face.
I did
face.
For a second.
Is it going to pop over? Okay.
I smiled.
All right, I'm going to check it. Did you?
Yeah.
All right. Did you show him your hair?
I did. I absolutely did.
All right. I won't make fun of your hair anymore.
You could totally do that. Now you remind me of the security lady at the Rockets Toyota Center. At the Toyota Center.
Why? Because I'm big?
No. Well, that too.
Oh, wow.
Oh, there he goes.
Shot at himself.
Yeah, exactly. That was just
wow, Nick, you got like a big close-up camera, don't you?
That is close.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's like 4 feet away.
You can check your teeth on that.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
Might have to wipe my teeth. Like, what is that product that you use,
like Barry? It's like a Gonzo camera over there. Yeah. It's like Gonzo porn.
Nick gone wild. Look out.
It's like Gonzo porn going on in the producer's room. Kind of weird.
I'm going to need you guys when I play this
music. You don't even
know
what.
When I play this music to go to break as quickly as possible because I don't know if it's clean.
No. So how was your day, Joel?
Yeah, really.
What you been up to?
Nick, you can use that camera to check your teeth because Barry used his phone to check his teeth.
This is, of course.
I look up as the show's ready to start and here he is with his phone looking at himself and checking and I go, who does that? I only see chicks do that.
Smart people.
He's like, no, smart people do that. I go, well, I've dated smart chicks in my day, but I've never done that.
So I'm a chick because I used the selfie camera to see if I had anything on my teeth. Because the last couple of weeks, he's coming in and be like, yo, you got something in your teeth.
I help you out.
There was something I was eating that had, like, you know how sometimes you get, like, black beans and they get stuck in your teeth? Well, I had Chipotle today and I had black beans. So I was like, I better check.
How'd I say that again?
Chipotle,
bro.
Oh, my God. I'm getting corrected by you. Yeah. Your
Chipotle.
First of all, Nick, you're white and you're not even white, but you're correcting me. Your whiteness, please. No, I just used it just to see. It's just a mirror. I don't understand why you think that that's a chick thing.
I've only seen chicks do it. I'm sorry.
You've only seen smart chicks.
So there's nothing to be sorry about there.
Okay.
So you're a smart chick. That's fine.
I am. I'm a super smart chick.
All right. As you can see, it's going to be one of those days. We'll have some fun. We're going to keep rolling along. Lots to talk about today. If you want to join the show.
Just kidding.
713-780-3776. That's our HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, or you can reach us via Twitter at the producer Nick, at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Garrett already smart enough to line up a call in the first segment, so he'll be first up in segment number two, and we'll put him on through next. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
I said chill. All the bottles in the park stay ill. Playing horseshoes to win a bill. The garnish of the lamp and on the grill. So now we eat.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Segment number two. First hour, Usual Suspects. Taking you till 4 till we turn it over to the Blitz. Having some fun. Way back Wednesday. Barry, hour number one. I assume, Nick, you'll publish the lists and when yours is done. And
the poll. Aren't you doing a poll today,
I think,
Nick?
I'm going to do a poll at the end of the show.
Okay. Why?
Just so everybody can at least hear
so
the
song. So I can't brag?
So you can't vote for yourself all show?
I mean, if that's what y'all think, I'll do the poll now.
No, he'll vote for himself the entire show, Nick.
How? I have one account. How would I vote for myself?
You have ways. You're an IT guy.
Oh.
You have ways.
Joel, just because I can know how to use a computer doesn't make me an IT guy.
I can use mine too, buddy.
Oh, all right. That's
That's false.
That's questionable.
Exactly.
By the way, you can suck
look,
it.
Did you see that look he just gave? I'd like to start off by reading this text. Joel gets the 1,000-mile stare when he's upset. It's so true. I'm so glad that we have video so everyone can see how angry Joel gets on a daily basis, the way he looks at me like that.
Well, no one's really going like to get that. A good look as long as you don't let me switch the camera too, because that's a close up.
What? No, I mean you can still see him from
it's
there.
Far though,
dude. Camera two shows my chins. I don't like that. It's a bad. It's a my profile. I'm not handsome straight on, but from the side, way worse.
Yeah, I way got you worse. From the side right now.
I look like Gonzo from the Muppets.
What, you, really?
With my nose, yeah. I got a big nose.
It ain't even close to Gonzo.
You know what they say?
Bro.
Big nose.
Yeah.
Big nose.
Big teeth.
That's it. Oh. No, I don't have big teeth.
I'm just going by what they say.
Why do I have big teeth?
You think I have big teeth? That's what they say. No, God. God, don't get anything stuck in them, though, so that you have to use your phone.
Oh, yeah, because I wouldn't have to want to be ingenious and look. By the way, I misspoke. I said it was Mexican Independence Day. That's not what Cinco de Mayo is. It is. I had to look it up because, honestly, I didn't know, and I'm ashamed of that, and I should know. The date is observed to commemorate the Mexican Army's difficult victory over the French Empire in the Battle of Puebla on May 5th, 1862. And how many of y'all knew that? And if you say you did, you're a damn lie.
The more you know.
Yeah.
All right. With Barry Laminet.
We should take Garrett's call, right?
Your history lesson is complete.
You like
Please
that?
Continue with the show.
We learned yesterday why Puerto Ricans can use the N-word. Today we learned what Cinco de Mayo is about. We're an educational show. I like it.
Okay.
It's good.
Garrett, thanks for joining the show. What's up?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? Just wanted to let you know that I love y'all's show. I've been listening since day one.
Thank you.
And, yeah, Joel, you're the MVP of the show, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
And I got a question for you.
Garrett must
I'm
know,
sure
Joel.
I've missed this. I'm sure I've missed it, but what's your opinion of the Jazz fans? Because I must have missed it. I know you probably talked about it.
We were going to get to it yesterday because everybody
How much
else
did you pay,
because
Garrett?
Lance I didn't. Lance and John had a Jazz fan that took exception to the fact that they were highly critical of Jazz fans in Salt Lake City. I guess, and the caller, Nick, we had it. I don't know if we still have it, but the whole thing was centered around the fact that they were being very narrow-minded and roping everybody into one category and blah, blah, blah. I've said in the past, and I will say it again,
okay.
And I'm not saying it about the whole population of Salt Lake City, but Jazz fans that I have come across in that building over my experiences are as vile and rude, and people criticize the Raiders and the Black Hole and their fans and different fan bases across the country. I have never heard things like I've heard in Utah, and there's a reason why our players have constantly gone into the stands and or contemplated going into the stands. Mario Elie backed it up. Mucci Norris backed it up. And that's part of it is the rivalry with the Rockets. I get it. But, man, I wasn't expecting that the first couple of times, some of the things
you
that came out of
your mouth.
You guys
want to hear the call? Because I think it's hilarious.
Okay.
I didn't hear it. So, yeah, I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
Okay, we got a caller, Jeff. He wants to talk Utah. Maybe he – I don't know. Jeff, are you are you Mormon? Are you from
Utah? Yeah, I was listening. I was listening on the app to you guys. I am a Utah Jazz fan. I'm also a BYU fan. And I can tell you that what I just heard was easily the most bigoted and the most wrong-minded and the most incorrect and the most hate-filled thing that I have heard for quite some time. And I can tell you right now, you want to hear ugly? You want to hear hateful? How about this? Suck my bottom. How does that feel? And how does that taste for me to give you something like that? Or go smell your dirty hands and say, don't wash your dirty hands, you terrible people. How does that taste? How does it feel if I told, go swill some soda pop, you jerk?
Well,
huh?
I'm hurt.
'Cause I can give it to you if you want it. I can give it to you if you want it.
All right, that's
enough. Yeah, you're really bringing it.
God, that's so funny. I thought he wasn't going to do that anymore.
He's fantastic at it. I don't know why he would stop.
So good at it. Oh, God, that's so funny. We need that. We need
that. Have you ever experienced Jazz fans here?
I have not. I did know a guy that was dating three different women. Does that count?
It's close.
Because, I mean, the
they
wives.
They all went to church at the same time.
The wives. Yeah. And uh-huh. I live next to a Mormon. Does that count? They're probably a Jazz fan,
closer,
right?
I can give it to you if you want it. I can give it to you if you want it.
And the other thing,
so funny.
The other thing I can tell you too is because, and there's so many different things that I can pull from in terms of why Salt Lake City, just the Jazz fans in general they're just tough to accept and tolerate. But like even in the arena,
yeah,
their announcer, all the PA guys, like our guy has the attendant, everybody has their thing that kind of gives them their signature. Like Matt Thomas's. Used to be the way he said Olajuwon stuff. Now it's the way he uses two different players on the same made basket.
Eric Harden. Whoop, my bad.
But
which ones
guy,
did he screw up, Nick? Which ones did he get messed up?
It was
up?
Eric Gordon and...
Was it Harden that made it? But
Gerald Green,
wasn't it? Oh, yeah. Eric That's so awesome. All right, sorry.
But their guy, to fire up their crowd coming out of every timeout
or
whatever.
He just racial slurs.
No.
Because they're all white?
It's like literally, we would all sit there and go, what did he just say? Because he's like, he's waiting, the crowd's waiting to get back into it. And he'd go, how about them bring out some jazz? And we're like, what did he say?
So he was one like day, the neighbor before on the game, King of the Hill.
I walked up to him and I said, hey man, I'm with the Rockets, so I'm not like privy to what you guys do in the arena. But what is exactly...
Have you tried English?
Like, what exactly are you saying coming out of a timeout? And he said, how about them bring out them jazz?
But he would say it real fast, like Boomhauer?
Yeah.
How about them ringing on a man and day in the old internet, man?
But it came out loud off, like, how about them bring out them jazz? And I'm like, shut up, will ya? That's just awful.
That is bad.
And
that
he would do it every day. And then the other thing, and you know how Matt used to do Elijah Water.
Now,
you know, James Harden sits
now
on
who
it.
Was the one that would, all right, Houston?
Was
that Thomas or was that the other dude?
I think Matt started it. And then it was Mario, Matt started it. And then Mario Nani, who's now the PA guy for the Thunder.
He continued that? Because the all right, Houston, on your feet and prepare for a Rockets liftoff will give me hyped.
Yeah?
I'd want to punch my mom in the face. That's how hyped I was.
And they used like, that, y'all ready for this?
Yep.
Or no, the Capella
Two
song.
Two Unlimited.
How weird is that? Nick, the Capella song was the song, the intro song, that dun 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 dun, dun the Rockets theme music forever in intros.
Uh-huh.
Capella. And now you got Capella as your center.
I had no idea.
Nice.
And the other thing I hated about the PA guy, because they did it so well, he would go, Johnny Stuckle from Cabalo. I was like, we were like one row behind him, and I wanted to reach over the top just and just beat the hell out of him.
Arian's Fetus on Twitter said, when men in Utah hear best of seven, they don't think about basketball. That is so good. That is beautiful. Oh, God, that's so funny.
Scott in Deer Park gets it. He just tweeted what we were referencing with the jazz caller.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, we'll continue to roll on. We've got plenty more to get to, and we want you to be a part of the show. As you know, if you do listen for any time at all, 713-780-3776. That's our HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, you can get in and talk to us. And, of course, if you don't want to talk, you just want to communicate your thoughts, you can do that via Twitter, at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, and, of course, at Pac-Man Joel.
Huh? Is it me? I wasn't ready.
I left the door open for you, sir.
You guys caught me all off guard, and I was over here reading the text lines because I think everybody figured out that it was Lance, by the way. I mean, I don't want to pull the curtain back, but everybody's like, yo, that was Jazz Fan on a mobile, right?
They did that this morning.
Oh, did they say who it was?
No, they pulled the curtain back when you went to the Man Center.
What is it? Is it Stillhouse? Is that, I'm so discombobulated right now. No, I can do it now because I want to make the people rich. And this is a great way for you guys to get rich out there. Listen, if you're a poker player in the city of Houston or you just want to be rich, how does $100,000 sound? Sounds good, right? Then it sounds like you need to get to Stillhouse Poker Club coming up on May 18th and May 19th. It's Houston's newest, biggest poker room, and it's making history. Stillhouse Poker is bringing Houston its richest poker tournament ever. On May 18th and 19th, like I mentioned, they are guaranteeing $100,000. That's right. I did not stutter. I did not misspeak. Stillhouse Poker is guaranteeing $100,000. Now, obviously, the $100,000 tournament is the biggest in Houston and Texas. And for just $300, you can take your shot on May 18th or May 19th at the richest purse in the history of Houston poker. But they're not stopping there. Stillhouse Poker is guaranteeing at least $10,000 every day for every tournament from Monday through Saturday. Again, Stillhouse Poker guaranteeing $10,000 every day for every tournament from Monday through Saturday. I'm going to try to get out there on May 18th myself, try to get me a crack at this $100,000. Stillhouse Poker is located at I-45 and West Road, so they're conveniently located on the north side, just off I-45 and West. It's the $100,000 Stillhouse Poker Club Tournament. For more information, log on to stillhousepoker.com. Let's get rich, y'all. It's full of violence. I put it in your face and you won't say nada. Bought those cholos, you call us what you will. You say we are assassins, you truly got to kill.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hot! Holy cow! Oh, I hope you guys on the stream saw that one.
Oh, God.
You're having a day.
It is freaking hurt, hot. Man. Look, he almost dumped me. Oh, my goodness. This stupid box. Like, it's all the equipment, and it's on my side, of course. And then I go to sit, like, up to the desk, and I hit my knee right on the corner of it. Oh. Oh, so much pain. So much pain. I cursed a lot. I'm glad
back, too.
I spit. Yeah, I drooled. It made me drool. That's how... Now I know what Ken Giles felt like when he punched himself.
Which... All right, let's start there.
Okay.
Because... A day after, I was like, what a difference a day makes. A day after, I had to eat some crow and say, hey, give him credit. He did his job. That was fantastic. You threw out all the numbers and his ERA and, you know, and everybody was, oh, and he's had so many great appearances in a row.
And not everybody, just me.
He's over. No, we had people on Twitter and otherwise, too, saying... He's had seven straight appearances where he hasn't given up a walk or a hit to lead off an inning. Well, that's what you're supposed to do. And less than 24 hours later, boom.
Sucked it.
Holy cow. And I don't know what's worse. The fact that after he struck out Stanton, I'm thinking, okay, all right, he could still get out of this thing. Now, I know that there's a lot of people that were hitting me up on social media that were saying the whole thing should be blamed on A.J. Hinch because he should have walked Sanchez to set up the double play. And he said,
you agree?
I thought about it. I did think about it.
I'm asked, do you agree?
I would say if it was my decision to make, I would have done that.
You would have walked Sanchez.
I would have loaded the bases. Now,
would you have loaded the bases and pulled Giles or loaded the bases and let Giles pitch?
I definitely, because that's what I was going to say. Hinch said he talked it over with Brent Strom. They had concerns that you set yourself up for not giving up a hit and giving up the lead because of his control issues. He could hit somebody. He could wild pitch. He could do some things that could give you more problems, and you wouldn't even get up a hit, and you could end up losing the lead. I mean, or giving up the lead or whatever. Giving a lead.
Yes.
But I think if I would have made the move to walk Sanchez, I seriously, because here's my thing. I know a lot of people wanted to leave Verlander in. I think he was already too many pitches, and I know he's got a rubber arm, but I just, you need that guy at the end of the season. But I would have gone to a Will Harris or a Davinsky or someone else. If it was a lead and you brought in Giles, I would see it. But in a tie game at home, I would not have brought Giles in there anyway. But in that case, if I was going to walk him, I think the next move I would have made would be to go to somebody else.
So I thought about the same thing. I'm like, you've got to walk Sanchez to load the bases. I mean, that made sense to me that you do that. But then I would not have left Giles in if I was going to walk Sanchez. You do have Aaron Hicks on deck, who is fast.
I like that guy. He's a good hitter, too.
Yeah, and now the thing about walking Sanchez is the first thing you have to think about is dude's hitting .214 with an on-base of .277.
Not great.
No. So you feel like you can pitch to him, right? You especially feel that way when you take into account what Giles did the night before against... who was it? He faced Judge.
Judge, Sanchez, and
Hicks. Yeah.
Oh, was it Stanton or Hicks? I thought he faced all three of them.
Yeah, but I remember Judge didn't come until late.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
So it was, but he faced the meat Stanton, of that order. Yeah.
Stanton.
Oh, it was Stanton?
Stanton, Sanchez.
Whoever. And,
yeah.
Whoever he faced the night before. He mowed them down.
Yep.
And he looked impressive.
Yeah.
So you have no reason to think that he wouldn't, even though you've got runners on second and third, and he's facing Sanchez. Sanchez is 1-for-2 against Giles before last night. Now, based off of the previous performance, I kind of understand that, but I feel like because it's still nothing-nothing, you put Sanchez on first base, you face Aaron Hicks, who's also hitting .232, but his on-base percentage is .375. So it tells you he's a little more patient at the plate than Sanchez is. So you have to take that into account. But I think I take my chances with Davinsky on the mound, getting a ground ball with that changeup, keep it just pound it down in the zone.
Yep.
And that's what I'm taking my chances with. And I mean, he didn't, and it backfired. And this is the only solace I took in this. And if you remember a while back when I was making the case for Giles and statistically comparing him to people, who was the one guy that I kept comparing him to? Kimbrel from the Red Sox. Mm. Well, guess who wet the bed last night and got a loss for the Red Sox? Kimbrel. So it happens. It's unfortunate the way that it happened. And so you know Giles is going to blow a few saves or blow a few games. That's going to happen. But it's just bad when he comes back from the night before and how well he looked.
I just feel like the mental stability of Craig Kimbrel is on a different level than that of Ken Giles.
Yeah, I don't think Craig Kimbrel has ever punched himself in the face walking off the field.
I mean, did you see the trainers and stuff? They're like side-eyeing him. I'm like, I don't even want to look at this guy, but what is he doing?
Andy Huggins had the best joke. He sent me a message. He goes, by the way, did you notice when Giles punched himself, no one from the bench tried to break it up?
That's pretty good.
That is so good. I love Andy. But yeah, dude, like, what are you doing? Look. I'm not upset with Giles. I think you see that Giles is Jekyll and Hyde right now. He still is young. He still needs to get polished. Will he be a closer forever? I don't know. Maybe he doesn't have the mental makeup for it.
I don't think he does.
He's got the stuff for it because you saw that last night. But you saw when he's on and mentally last – or the night before, mentally, he was in it. Like
attack
he,
mode.
So it's just – I don't know. He made a bad pitch.
You guys get look. The one thing I'll say is his fastball was a little slower than it was the night before, a mile or two. But I'm not going to worry about that. It's all about location placement, and again the fact that they were on his stuff last night as opposed to the night before, and both hits he gave up to Judge and to Didi Gregorius were laser shots. They were hit hard, and that's not a good thing. And then on top of it, when you see the tantrum at the end, when he walks off, you just go to me, I kept saying to myself, this is what I've said all along. Some people just don't have that mental makeup to be a closer. And I don't think he's that guy. I think this is another sign when Luno was on the broadcast last night and they were asking him, is there anything that you're looking at? Is there any guy, any position? And he is not going to say too much, but he said, look, a left-handed reliever would help, something that we may look at. I would be all in on looking at wherever you can see where there's a possible opening to at least give you an insurance policy as a closer, because we know that your guy Smith is not so far.
So now he's my guy.
Yeah, because he bothers you.
Now
just like Giles is my guy because he bothers me. I would explore that, and I want to know where you guys are on this, because this was another hot topic on social media coming my way. It is Marwin should just be a utility guy. He should not be in the lineup anymore on a consistent basis. And overall, the offense and the two people that they were picking on most were Marwin and Gattis. And the fact that you don't have that many more options behind them to go to a better option, that they should explore trades to try and bolster, because as much as Marwin had a – and we talked about this. Some guys just have a breakout season, big overachieving season. That
some
maybe
guys are Brady Anderson.
Sean Salisbury and I use the exact analogy.
Brady Anderson?
Yep.
Yeah, some guys are Brady Anderson. Some guys are, what was the dude that got the Kelvin Cato? You get a little bit of run and it's fool's gold. And, Marvin was a guy that most people felt like would regress to his mean. I mean, remember how hot Jake Marisnyk was to start the season? Mm-hmm. And people were in love with that dude. And the same thing with Derek Fisher. This team needs a little help in left field. And they also need a closer, because nobody's stepping up and being that guy. In my preview, if you recall, it is the one move that I said that I felt like the Astros would probably do, besides a left-handed pitcher, was look at a closer if the team is still struggling before the deadline. Well, it's May. The team's not struggling, but in that position, they are struggling. So I think everything from left field, which I don't know if they bring up Tucker. I mean, he's not like I went over his numbers with you yesterday, day mm-hmm, before. Mm-hmm. He's not doing great down there.
Lately,
AAA.
He's been heating up.
Well, I think I heard on Granato's show that he was 0-for-5 last night. So
okay, that'll change.
Yeah, but that's you've got plenty of time to get Kyle Tucker up here. You can go and get like they did last year and get a Cameron Maybin, somebody that can be a somewhat productive, even though he wasn't. But I'm just saying, there's a guy like that exists, that you can plug into left field and can play somewhat. I think, though, at the end of the day, their big move is closer. Here's the dilemma. Here's the dilemma. If you don't put Derek Fisher back down, if you don't send him back down and let him get hot, no one's going to want him in a trade. That's the dilemma that this
Very
team
true.
Faces.
Very true.
They've got a right now he's up with the big league club and they feel like he can hit his way out of it, and that's great. But you need to start to evaluate, what is this team going to be long term? And is Derek Fisher your long term left fielder? I don't think so. But if he is, okay. But if he's not, then you might want to send him down and let him get hot so that he has value again. So
but
just a thought.
Ken Giles has value because pound for pound, he may be the best puncher and self-inflicted wounder in any bullpen in the league. We can talk about that when we get back. But holy cow, what a tantrum and what a finish. I'll tell you, I have seen something like that once before, but I've never seen it out of a professional athlete.
I mean, Gary Sanchez was hitting .214. That's not supposed to happen.
Boy,
he struck him out. It was Stanton, Sanchez, and Hicks that he struck out in the game before. Yeah.
Right.
Just not supposed to happen. But guess what? Sanchez got a good look at him.
Is he
in the game?
Is
before,
he the second coming of Brad Lidge, or is he not even close to Brad Lidge?
He's not Brad Lidge yet.
I think I agree with you. All right, Bill Clarence, we see you. We'll get to you next segment. Also, we'll continue to kick it around, talk some baseball. We've got other things as we always do on the docket. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, call, text, tweet. Back with a whole lot more. It's the Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Knee Deep, hour number one, 3-hour show. It is Nick, Barry, Joel, Usual Suspects, Way Back Wednesday. Barry, hour number one.
Killing it. Killing
no,
the game.
No, not even close.
Excuse me?
You heard me.
Which one didn't you like?
Where do I start? I can't name your whole list.
In Too Deep's Back to the Hotel? Not a fan?
That's fine.
South Park Mexican?
It's okay.
Which I didn't even look to make. I didn't even validate if he really was Mexican or if he just used that in his name.
He's Mexican, for sure.
I mean, you got to take his word for it, right?
If his Wikipedia says so. That can't be all.
And just said he was
Barry
born.
Barry didn't believe Wikipedia yesterday with French Montana.
Yeah, I really. But he's African, so. Does that get a pass for saying the N-word?
No.
No?
No, does it get a pass? Oh, that's not up to me to decide. I'm just saying he's Moroccan.
Yeah, but that's Africa, right?
It's in Africa, yes.
So do you get a pass?
So do I get a
pass? Do I need to go back to the black delegation and ask again? We've already went through this once.
Yes, we have, and that was more than enough.
No, the debate was, no, I think he was mixed.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it, Jose. That's more than enough. I need clarity in my life. I need to know that these things are okay. All right. Well, look at that. We got all these calls.
I know.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. You want to get, well, a lot of them are basketball centric, but the first of the top one, Bill, a Mormon living in Houston.
Yes.
Well, praise Bill. Come on in.
Bill.
Yeah, and Back to the Hotel. Wasn't that written in like 93 or something like that?
Yeah.
The rap song. Yeah, that's why I remember listening to that as a kid.
Yeah.
You guys, I was listening to a clip the other day. Somebody called in claiming to be like growing up Mormon and said a bunch of weird things. And I didn't get to hear the end of it or not, but did you guys just let that go? This guy claiming like Mormons think everybody's going to hell or something like that.
I don't know that was on this show.
We're better.
I don't know about that.
It was a 97.5 ESPN show, and yeah. I was listening to a clip on it, and it was just like outrageous.
Did you hear the clip we played to start this show? Because I think we're talking about the same thing. It was on with John and Lance.
Yep, that was it. That was John Lance's show.
Yep.
Yeah, did you guys rebut that or have somebody on it? Because it's so full of crap. First of all, I'm not a Utah Jazz fan. I grew up in Seattle, but man, it was so far out there. And for them to just let that go on there, and it just was, yeah, we don't believe those things. So
I got
kind of curious what you Bill. Guys said about it, I guess.
And, yeah, we appreciate the call, Bill.
You're going to let Bill go?
I don't think Bill knew that was a joke.
I know, that's what I'm saying. And then you wouldn't let me. You wouldn't
no,
let me.
Because I didn't. Want
but
you
I wasn't
going to
correct him right away. I was going
to
say, no, Bill. Did anyone ever tell you
no.
about Santa Claus? That's where I was going to go.
We're Mormon. We don't believe in Santa Claus. Because
I was like, I don't want to go breaking two bubbles in one call, but come on, bro.
Do Mormons believe in Santa Claus? I think that's the thing.
I think so.
Wow.
I don't know. But
here I was thinking I was culturally engaged, and I don't even know. I'm guessing they do.
If we don't want to break any bubbles, I do think I've heard this, and it may be Nick that I saw it on Wikipedia. But that jazz caller is related to SEC guy.
Yeah, it was jazz fan on a mobile. That's all you need to know. It was jazz fan on a mobile. So, chill out. It's all right, Bill.
Yes, thanks for listening, though, Bill.
Yes, and thanks for associating other shows' stuff with ours when it didn't happen here. But we appreciate it.
So this Giles thing, before we get to any more calls, craziest thing I've ever seen. I had a friend do the exact same thing. And
punch himself in the face or blow himself in the face.
We were golfing. And so one of my best friends and we were all really close friends. There's three of us golfing. He at the time was on the Hooters tour trying to make it on the PGA tour. So he's a very serious golfer. All right. But we're just having three of us are just having you know, a nice day just playing golf. And me and my best friend were putting on different sides of the green. And I won't give him his name, but BT is putting in the middle of the green. And it's a pretty reasonably makeable putt for
BT.
BT, yeah.
Big like Chi-Chi?
He misses it.
Okay.
All right. And so the two of us just go to our ball, mark our ball. We're getting ready to putt. We look up, and you know, he normally, when he misses a putt, he's cussing a little bit, and he's boiling hot.
He hauls off. And just drills himself between the jaw and the cheekbone. And you hear that like...
that crack.
And I was like, what the... So I was like, all right, man. He just needs some time to himself. So we both putt out. And we look. And he's got just this glazed over look. And he hadn't moved. And we're like, come on, man. We got to go to the next hole. And he's like, just give me a minute. We're like, wait a minute. What? He goes, I'm seeing stars right now, and I don't know if I can walk. And
stupid
we're like,
ass.
Cause you hit yourself?
Cause you punch yourself and in he's the face, like, idiot.
Yeah. We're like, yeah, exactly. And the things we said, idiot is as close as we can go to, but we were like, what is wrong with you?
What a dumbass. Like, I don't know why you would think that would be okay.
And who has the wherewithal to follow
besides
through
Giles.
As hard as you could on your own face?
Yeah, I don't get that. That's... I don't know. That's so weird.
Oh, my
God. I would have left him, though.
I want to know whose bat he spiked, too, because that bat's probably jacked up. And like I said, the one trainer with the man bun, he was the funniest because he was trying not to show that he was looking, but he couldn't look away. It was like a traffic accident. He's like,
I can't watch this.
God, he's still going.
Oh, the bat. Oh, no. That's so good.
And I think when the video stopped, it looked like he almost screamed at the people looking at him before he went down the tunnel.
Like, okay, who punches themselves in the face and goes, what are you looking at? You dumbass, you just punched yourself.
Exactly.
I'm looking at your stupid ass for punching yourself in the face. Hard. Well, you know there's cameras on the field. That would be like doing it now. Like if I screw up a read, I'm going to punch myself. There's cameras out here. Of course I know that. That's so dumb. Taylor wants to talk, Giles.
Taylor.
Do we have time before we go to break, Nick? We're good?
Taylor, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up, man?
What's up, man?
I'm a little disappointed. I haven't seen any StatCast on Kent Giles connecting with his face. I want to know what the launch angle and launch speed of his face was.
We should ask Blummer that.
Yes.
We should tweet Blummer.
To be fair, I mean, it was the hardest contact the Astros made all night.
Oh, watch out now. I like it, Taylor. I like it. That's good stuff,
man. Love the fire.
Appreciate
AJ's
it, bud. Thanks
the Beer
for the
King tweeted in, MLB has suspended Ken Giles 3 games for punching Ken Giles in the face.
Start for fighting. That's funny
fantastic stuff.
Hey, Clarence, we see you. We'll talk Pelicans after this. We'll come back, though.
Amos says this is the worst Way Back Wednesday choice of all time.
Amos? You racist?
I think this one actually, though, will rival 1960 whatever we did.
Amos, that's racist, yo. What's wrong with this? This is a great song, by the way. This is the one that this is Vicente Fernandez.
This is my wife's dad's favorite song of all time. And so I was like, well, I got it because he's passed away. So I had to give a little homage to him. So this was for him.
Okay.
There you go.
You said that before I offended you.
Yeah. Go ahead. Talk smack
I'm with
about
you,
it.
Nick.
I'll come in there and Ken Giles your face.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I said it.
I'll
come in
go?
There. I'll
you
come in
go?
There. I'll come in there and punch myself in the face, bro. What?
Our good friend Kurt Lowe, by the way, Nick, did respond.
Your good friend, not mine. What that guy's still an idiot.
Kurt Lowe, I recalled, and he wanted everybody to forget, I believe, that he picked the Pelicans to win game two of the Warriors series.
What?
And I sent him a tweet. I said, Kurt Lowe, did you pick the Pels to win last night? Just asking for a friend. First, he denied it.
No,
and
I
said
didn't.
No, but I said really? It was going to be a close game, and it was, so look at me. And then he came back to me about 5 minutes later and said, I'm sorry, Joel. I did pick the Pelicans to steal game two. You're right. Win some, lose some, but live to fight another day.
Lose most, win few.
Still
that's probably
have the dubs in six.
Win few, lose
dubs
most.
In
that's
six.
Kurt Lowe.
I don't see it going more than five, and I think there's a good possibility it's done in four.
I'm with you.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. Clarence, where'd you go?
Oh, damn it,
we
Clarence.
Can't just get you when you want basketball in the middle of a baseball segment. We can get you in the next segment, so call back. We got one in the books, two to go, 2 hours more of the big show. Thankfully, this list is over with. And we'll continue to roll on. It's
the
usual suspects
on, the text
on
line,
ESPN 97.5. Well, you can't vote for yourself.
I didn't. Jalen Parker did. Suck it.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.